Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of spiritual warfare, as we must engage in spiritual warfare if we're going to overcome our enemies. Remember that the Lord is a man of war, Exodus 15:3, and He's told us to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and we're going to war a good warfare, 1 Timothy 1:18. We're His battle axe and weapons of war, and through us He's going to break the nations and destroy the kingdoms, Jeremiah 51:20. We saw that the remnant returns unto the mighty God, and they are going to put on the whole armor of God, and they are going to enter into the spiritual warfare through the fight of faith. As we go to possess the promised land, it is a process, it's something we're commanded to do, and we are to be engaging the enemy with warfare. Now today we're going to talk more about this subject, but from a little bit different aspect, talking about a spiritual warfare mentality against the enemy. We're going to be looking at scriptures throughout the Old Testament, which are types and shadows of spiritual realities that we deal with in the New Testament. We're going to be seeing what the enemy does, what God will do against the enemy, and what you and I must do so we prevail against the enemy. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 6, it says, "Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemies." God's right hand is powerful, and He will dash your enemies in pieces. But in Exodus 15:9, here's the enemy's attitude. The enemy said, "I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them." That's the enemy's attitude. Remember what it says in John 10:10, that the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The enemy says, "I will pursue and bring forth destruction." That's why we've got to know what the enemy's up to, and we've got to know what God will do and the things that He tells us that we must do to release Him to accomplish the victory over our enemies. In Exodus chapter 23 and verse 22, He says, "If thou shalt indeed obey His voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries." We need to obey the Word of God. We need to do the Word of God, whatever He tells us to do in His Word. And He says that He'll be an adversary against them. In Exodus 23, verse 27, He says, "I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee." The enemies will turn their backs. Remember that our enemies are spiritual enemies. We're dealing with the devil and the evil spirits that serve him. People are not your enemies, remember. We're talking about spiritual enemies and a spiritual warfare mentality against those spiritual enemies. In Leviticus 26, verse 7, the Bible says, "And you shall chase your enemies." The word "chase" means to run after with hostile intent. "And they shall fall before you by the sword." He says, "Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemy shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you." If you and I will obey Him and chase, pursue our enemies and drive them out and overcome them through the sword, which is our mouth speaking in line with the Word of God, then He says, "I'll have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish His covenant with us." But there's lots of enemies. It says you're going to chase 100, and 100 of you will put 10,000 to flight. There's lots of enemies that we've got to drive out. In Numbers chapter 10 and verse 9, He says, "If you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies." That tells you that you and I must go to war against that enemy, and we are going to rise up, and we're going to speak forth His word, And we're going to use the authority delegated unto us, and God is going to save us, deliver us from our enemies. In Numbers 10, verse 35, the Bible says, "Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered." That's what God will do. God will scatter your enemies. They'll come against you one way, and they will flee seven ways. In Numbers 14, verse 42, we see where the word says, "Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that you be not smitten before your enemies." In what kind of a situation would it be that the Lord would not be among us to smite our enemies? That's if we're walking in ways of sin. That means you've got to be right with the Lord and right fellowship with Him. You've got to have confessed your sins and received forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness and repented and turned away from all the things that are not of Him. And then as you go forth to fight your battles, He will be released. Remember, when there was sin in the camp, they could not prevail over their enemies. In Numbers 32, verse 21, he says, "You will go, all of you, armed over Jordan before the Lord, until he hath driven out his enemies." That means you and I have got to get armed. We talked about putting on the whole armor of God. We got to know our weapons of warfare that we're going to use to overcome the enemies in our life. In Deuteronomy 6:19, he says, "You're going to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken." You and I are going to cast out every evil spirit, and we're going to be set free from every bondage in our life. Deuteronomy 12, verse 10, he says, "When you go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that you dwell in safety." As you drive out the enemies and you overcome, you're going to get rest from your enemies. So even though you might be in a lot of warfare right now, there's coming a time when those enemies are smitten and put underfoot, you will have rest from your enemies and dwell in safety. In Deuteronomy chapter 20 and verse 1, he says, "When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies," not if you go out, but when you go out. Every one of us are going to go out in spiritual warfare in the battle against our enemies. He goes on and says, "And seest horses, chariots, and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." Egypt's a type of the world. We've come out of the world when we got born again. Now we're in Jesus Christ. We're more than a conqueror. We are not to be afraid of the enemy. He goes on in verse 3 and says, "Hear, O Israel, you approach this day into battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." Who's the one who fights the battle for us? It's the Lord. The battle's the Lord's, and the victory is ours. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 7, "The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways." In Deuteronomy 33:27, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He'll keep you and protect you. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them." See, he's given him into our hands, and now we're going to destroy his works in our life as we take authority and drive him out of every area of our life. And then in Deuteronomy 33:29, "Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places." Israel is the type of the church. The church is going to be happy and blessed because we are saved by the Lord. He is the one who fights our battles. And we're going to use that shield and that sword, and the enemies are going to be smitten, and everything that they have brought against us and set against us, the enemies shall be found to be liars, and they will be tread underfoot. In Joshua 7:8, he says, "O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies?" And God does not want us to turn our back before our enemies. If you're in fear, if you're in doubt, if you're in unbelief, then the enemies can prevail against you. Do not turn your back. Do not draw back. No, you go forth with your faith, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. In Joshua 10, verse 25, Joshua said unto them, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of a good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom you fight." No fear. Be strong, be courageous, and know that if the Lord has brought victory over one enemy, he will do that to all your enemies against whom you fight. Joshua 21:44, the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers, and there stood not a man. That's a type of an evil spirit. There won't be one evil spirit will be able to stand of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. God's given us authority over all the power of the enemy. We can smite them, we can cast them out, we can resist them, we can destroy their works by the power of God. In 1 Samuel 2:1, it tells us something that we need to do. Here Hannah said, "My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." Her eyes were on the Lord. She knew that God would bring forth her victory, and she was rejoicing. And notice, she said, "My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies." You've got to be sure that your mouth is enlarged over your enemies. You can't be down in the mouth and speaking doubt and negativism and speaking your circumstances and all the negative things that the devil has done. No, your mouth must be enlarged over your enemies, because you're going to speak what God says, and you're going to take authority and dominion over the enemies, and they are going to be wiped out. You see, this is the kind of spiritual warfare mentality that you've got to have established if you're going to prevail against the devil. 2 Samuel 22:38, that we've talked about before. "I have pursued mine enemies." The word pursue, run after with hostile intent, "and destroyed them, and turn not again until I've consumed them, and I've consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise." That means they're subdued under my foot. He says, "Yea, they're fallen under my feet, for thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me." You are to destroy all of the works of the enemies that come against you in your life. You are going to do it because you are going to run after them with hostile intent, and you're not going to stop until they're put underfoot. In 1 Kings 8:33, "When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they've sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in thy house." Otherwise, what this is talking about is, if you have been smitten because of sin, what's the answer? Go to the Lord, confess your sin, receive forgiveness, cleansing from all unrighteousness, repent, turn away from it, begin to pray. God's mercy will be there, and he will come on the scene, and he will deliver you out of the hand of your enemies. Then in 2 Kings 17:39, the Bible says, "But the Lord your God you shall fear." You're to have the fear of the Lord, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. And then in 1 Chronicles 17:10, he says, "Since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies." That tells you that God will subdue every enemy under your foot. That means all the sickness, disease, all the mental problems, all the emotional problems, all the financial enemies come against you, all the enemies coming against relationships, all the enemies that have you in bondage in any area of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, socially. God will subdue and smite all of those enemies underfoot. I trust that the Lord is working in you to bring forth a spiritual warfare mentality against your enemies. We're going to continue on this subject of spiritual warfare in the next broadcast. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.